little girl traveling without an adult arrived at JFK Airport Thursday from Bogota, Colombia, with two hard-sided suitcases and matching baggage claim tickets. But during a routine examination, they found heroin. There was heroin being transported into this country by a little 5-year-old girl. Earlier this month, a 12-year-old boy who'd been in Nigeria landed alone at Kennedy after allegedly swallowing 87 condoms filled with heroin. So they're using children to begin to transport drugs into the United States of America using kids. Jay Santos is joining us. Jay is with a group called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Am I hearing, Jay? Where are you right now? Jay, if you're there.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Where are you right now?
Phil, I'm in our substation, the Citizens Auxiliary Police substation.
Which is where?
That is in South Bay, in Hawthorne, California.
Tell me, before we start talking about children who are bringing heroin into the country, being used, innocent children, for this, what is the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Phil, we are a organization of volunteer police officers. We take a little bit of a peek over the shoulder of the police. We are finding more and more, ever since 9/11 especially, police are very much involved with so many other things. They're stretched thin almost to the breaking point. And the fact is the police need some backup. Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed by Major Elvis Newton in 1997 to help augment the police. And we just take a little peek over the shoulder of the police, make sure that they're taking care of everything to the best of their ability. And to that end, we try to save lives. And we're very, very interested in the very terrible reality and a horrible reality of children who are being used to transport heroin, which is a drug, an addictive drug. It's generally used in needle form. Some people do use it to snort it. You can break it down and cook it so it becomes a liquid. And
well, no, I know what heroin is.
Well, what these children are being used as, Phil, are smack mules, or what you call a heroin mule. And the reason why they use the term mule is because back in the 19th century, mules were used to transport people or things. You may recall a very interesting movie back in the 70s called Two Mules for Sister Sarah. It starred Clint Eastwood in it.
No, it's fine, Jay. I just...
So, but you're clear on what mule means.
Yeah, I'm clear on that, and I know what heroin is. What is concerning me, and I take it concerning members of your organization, is that this is a... Heroin is being brought into the country by children.
I think there are a lot of members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, who take that personally. These scumbags, and I say that word with absolutely no qualification, anybody that would use a child to transport heroin into any country is a scumbag. And I can tell you right now, we're here to take them down. These scumbags, usually foreigners, send children into our country transporting drugs. Kids usually bring it in hidden under their clothing, or in the case of this boy last month, as you mentioned, Phil, he had swallowed 87 packets. The worst part of this, Phil, is that the parents are generally the ones who are using these children.
That is absolutely the worst part. So these kids are being given heroin by their parents?
Given heroin by their parents, asked to swallow 87 packets, or a little girl in a false-sided suitcase goes in a JFK, used as a smack mule.
All right, now, what is Operation Save the Children?
Operation Save the Children, Phil, is an operation ongoing between the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade, and the New York Fellowship Parallel Action Police. We'll be doing spot checks. We'll be doing spot checks of children in different locations, usually mall arcades, Chuck E. Cheese-style restaurants, entrances.
All right, if I understand correctly, are you going to be checking children at these locations?
These will be quick checks, Phil. We do our very best not to alarm the children. But if people are using these kids to smuggle heroin, which is an addictive drug, the police are too overworked right now. So we've stepped in to take a peek over the shoulder, please.
All right, the question, and this is where it gets controversial, you're not necessarily getting clearance from these children before you frisk them.
The problem, Phil, is quite simply a lot of these parents are involved. These parents are involved in the trafficking of the heroin. These parents are the ones that place the heroin on them. So we cannot alert the parents if we do. Generally, they'll try and get the heroin out of there. But what we are trying to do...
So you're going to be checking the kids for drugs?
We are, Phil. We'll make it as painless as possible. We've got a portable screening van. We transport the child to the van, do a quick inspection, the child's back out doing his or her activities.
When you I'm concerned as a parent. I want to give her a number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're doing spot checks of children. How old are these kids?
Generally, the children that are used, Phil, are under the age of 12, so anywhere from small children all the way up to 11.
And I understand you don't want kids transporting heroin, but I'm concerned you are doing, you're putting the kids into the back of a van.
This is for the privacy of the child, not to alarm or embarrass the child.
And what do you mean by a painless search?
What we do, Phil, is a very take the child, tell them that we want to ask them some questions about some bad stuff. We'll tell them, have you ever heard of heroin? Have you ever heard of smack? Do you know what junk is? Do you know what a junk mule is? An eight ball, any of those things. We'll tell them that hurts people badly, and we need to look underneath your dress or this kind of a thing. And before you say anything, Phil...
Boy, Jay, I'll tell you...
No, hold on. Before you say anything, we are well aware of the Catholic priest situation. And I can tell you right now, our officers are doing this strictly. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, for anybody to worry about. But we do need to take a peek underneath the skirt of these children or down in their pants or whatever to see whether or not there is heroin being trafficked in.
Okay, because when you talk about lifting up the skirt of a little girl or...
I understand. I know the Catholic priest situation has horrified all of us. I'm a father of a young son. We are not inappropriate with the kids at all.
You're not?
No, we are not. We pat them down. We don't remove any clothing. We will lift up a skirt or a jacket or loosen the belt so we can get a look under the underwear. Because this is usually where the packets are placed. And believe me, I don't like having to do this job, Phil. The worst part is if the child looks nervous or is fidgeting. Anything that makes us suspicious, we do use a small pen light.
Are you? So you're using a pen light, why?
Because at times we do have to have a bit more of an involved search.
Are you looking into the orifices of these kids?
Again, Phil, it's painless.
Because that's where I would think that some people might have a problem.
Phil, believe me, I don't like doing it. But let's remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about a heroin horse. It has grown. Hello, guess where it's grown?
Afghanistan.
You betcha. The very country that spawned the terror, murdered 3,000 Americans back 9/11. And I'm not going to have that on my conscience. And I will tell you this, Phil, and I don't mean to be insensitive, but I will tell you this. I would, if I have to go down into the pants of every preschooler in America to stop another 9/11, then kids, I would suggest you better start taking your underwear off. Now, I don't like to have to say that.
Yeah, but you got to understand something, Jay. I know that there are kids being used for heroin.
You remember 9/11? You know Afghanistan? That's where they grow heroin. When a child fidgets or sweats during our search, I'm telling you, Mr. Andrew, we either got a smack mule, we got to take a look at this homicide bombing situation.
Or maybe the child is just fidgeting and sweating because he's nervous.
That's possible, too. But we want to eliminate that possibility. The only way to eliminate that possibility is to do the full orifice check. And we do it as painless, and we do it as trauma-free as possible can. Sergeant Major Elvis Newton once said to me when I signed on with Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, Major Newton was the founding officer of CAP back in 1997. He said, you've almost got to be as sick and twisted and defiled as the criminals you're trying to catch. And I think of that every time I got to give a child an inspection in their anus. I think of that because, again, Phil, we don't want another 9/11.
All right, it's a daunting task. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Children, if you can believe it, are being used to traffic heroin into the United States. Small children, unbeknownst to them, heroin is placed on their person or in a bag that they may be carrying. And the thought is, I guess, that police would not suspect it. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, an organization that was formed, quote, to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, end quote, has an operation called Save the Children. They're going to be checking kids at various amusement parks, in malls, etc., for drug possession, I take it.
That is correct, Phil.
And I got no problem necessarily with that, I guess. And you say you can't ask the parents because
the parents are involved, Phil. Sure. Yeah, right. Okay. Excuse me. Can I check your kid if they're carrying heroin and the parents put the heroin on them? Jesus H. Christ.
Could you please watch your language?
I'm terribly sorry. But you've got to be kidding. You're not going to go out and say that.
Okay. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You're gonna take a under 12-year-old child, okay, alone into a van and search them.
I know.
How insane is that? I have two children under 12, okay?
Right.
And how could you possibly take a child who's who shouldn't be alone to begin with,
right.
Okay?
That's correct.
And out of where, and what, where are you taking them out of? Arcades?
We're simply taking them from the entrance to arcades or malls. We're saying we'd like to do a
pat
down.
And these children are alone in the mall under 12.
Well, ma'am, again, you have to understand
that's
our
insane.
Situation.
How could an under 12-year-old child be alone in an arcade or a mall? And how could you take my child, okay, into a van?
Ma'am, as
okay,
I said to Mr. Henry, if it could present,
if it prevents
another 9/11, ma'am, I would go down into the underwear of every child in this country. And I'm sorry to say that because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of the Catholic priest deal. That's not.
I'm not thinking of the Catholic priest deal. I'm thinking of my child, who's under 12,
right,
and you're going to take him into a van, okay, and search him. That is,
yes,
you're actually you are.
No, but we make it comfortable for the children. There are stuffed animals in there.
You are invading. No. So in other words, I should teach my child that it's okay to go with a stranger.
No, ma'am.
Okay,
we are identified.
Into a van.
We are identified
because you have toys to make them feel more comfortable while you search them.
We are identified as police officers.
Wait a minute. You're not a police officer.
We are identified
you're not a police officer.
As Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, what, do you wear a badge?
We wear a blue armband, which identifies us. We also wear a white safari style, or what they call a pith helmet.
So what is to protect my child from anybody with a blue armband who has a van child I'm going to take you and search you?
A blue armband with a pith helmet. Citizens Auxiliary Police, we had metal. The magnet signs made up last week with Bob Barnley's went over and picked him up because his wife works for a sign company.
I mean, not to be
Bob Barnley
advocate,
went over
I
and
can go
him.
Get a magnetic sign made for my car. Okay, and go into a mall and go into an arcade and take a 12-year-old child and say, I'm going to search you.
Well, ma'am, let me ask you this. Have you ever had your child carry anything for you?
Carry what?
For example, groceries or a bag or something.
Carry a bag?
Yeah. Have you ever
what kind of a bag?
Well,
I don't understand.
Like a small bag?
No.
All right.
No.
The
they won't carry anything.
Well,
the next step
from that is carrying smack. You want to turn your child into a smack mule, I'm the guy that's got to deal with it.
You need to go. What needs to be done is you need to go to the parent, not to the child.
I go to the parents are the ones that are packing.
You're not
going to
find the parent. But you're not going to find the parent.
Can you imagine a parent doing that?
You're not going to find. Oh no! I agree with that. That it's really horrendous.
They take the heroin and they shove it right up there. And I am saying that.
And what are you doing? You got the kids in a van with a pen light looking up their rear ends.
Bill, the police couldn't do that. They're overworked. They're stretched thin. We got bomb sniffing dogs. We got National Guard. The whole thing's going up in smoke.
You would have one heck of a lawsuit.
Who's going to sue me?
The heroin
dealing parents. Who's going to sue me, ma'am? The heroin dealing parents. Are they going to sue me? I don't think so.
If my child ever came home and told me that some guy who said he was a police or not even a police officer searched him, okay, my lawyer would be the first person I would call. Okay, that's.
We don't make the children nervous. We make sure that they feel good.
How do you tell a child? How do you make a child feel comfortable about sticking a pen light up their rear end?
We've been told by some psychologists, we tell them, can we put something in your poo-poo area? And the children understand.
They understand. I teach my children not to let anybody touch them, period.
Well, ma'am, dies tonight.
Hmm?
And we show them puppets while we do it.
All right, listen, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This can't be legal, Jay. It can't be.
It is legal, Phil. If the parents are putting heroin on those children, then I'm going to look for it because that heroin's manufactured in Afghanistan. We just had our boys over there in Operation Anaconda and every other deal. And you want to put them in harm's way? You want to have more American soldiers die just so that somebody's little kid doesn't feel scared when I put a pen light? And all I'm doing is shining a light up the area there to make sure that there's not heroin up his ass. If I can be graphic,
I'd rather not use that kind of language.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I understand. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Can I put something in your poo area? That's the part that scares the hell out of me. And this is Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What we're talking about is an epidemic, if you will, of children who are being used as heroin couriers. These poor children, unbeknownst to them, are coming into the country from Colombia. In one case, a boy coming in from Nigeria carrying heroin. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, a adjunct to police organization of some kind of volunteer police thing, they are stopping children and frisking them, patting them down. And I think the most frightening comment that I heard from Mr. Santos in the opening minutes of our program, if it means stopping another 9/11, I'd go into the pants of every kid in America. That, I think, is dangerous. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back in a minute.
Wait,
who is this Major Elvis Newton?
Major Elvis Newton was the man who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police cell back in 1997.
And what is your rank?
I am a Brigadier General in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, I find it unusual that the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is a major. You're a Brigadier General, but you answer to him?
That is correct. The reason for that, Phil, is Major Newton chose to retain the rank that he was bestowed upon him when Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed.
All right, we're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are frisking children under the age of 11 for the possibility of transporting heroin. There's a good reason for that. There's good reason that to be suspicious of heroin transport by kids, because some have been arrested or at least have been detained carrying heroin. But what you're doing is you're conducting an invasive search. You're using pen lights. You're doing a body cavity search in the back of a van without the parents' permission. And your reason for that is because the parents are often the ones who are transporting the heroin.
The parents are the ones that are putting the heroin on the kid. The parents are the ones that are using the kid as a smack mule. Now, I can't believe that I'm not getting through to a lot of people on this. The fact of the matter is, it's the parents that are using the kids as a smack mule. I can't tell the parents, because if I do, I'm alerting them to the fact that their child's a smack mule.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret, you're on the, or Margarita, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this guy's a freaking lunatic. Santos, you know what?
You know something,
I don't know. Who gives you the right to think that you can be Mr. Know-It-All by sticking a flashlight up a child's butt and be considered a somebody in this life?
You want kids to bring brain smack in? Is that it? You want kids to bring brain smack in? Mr. Santos, I'm a healthcare professional.
That I am.
What difference does that make?
9 years in the military service, I will be done if I have some lunatic like you with a license to flash a flashlight up my child's butt. Because you think.
But you get to put heroin on the kid, and you get to put heroin on the kid and have him transport in the country. Is that what you get to do? You're telling me what I get to do.
Mr. Santos, with Brigadier General, doesn't give you the right to stick a flashlight up any child's butt.
Just because
so you let me stick my finger up your butt and see if it tickles and see if it's not going to traumatize
you. Whatever gets you off.
No, it's not going to get me off.
Well, but
you're a lunatic to think that you could take a child and stick a flashlight and not traumatize that child.
You seem to be focused on that one moment when we do take the flashlight, which is lubricated.
I don't know how much lubrication, how much toys you have in your van, but I would love to meet you and let me stick my finger up your butt to see how much it would feel, how good it would feel.
You would not like it, buddy. If you let me do it to you, only I'll use something else.
Never mind.
You would not like it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos checking children to see if they're carrying heroin using invasive body searches. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is
back. And that's Major Elvis Newton.
I know about it, Major Elvis Newton. Congratulations that he's a very good friend of yours.
He's the one that brought me in as Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police patting down kids Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I was just wondering, where's all this taking place? What city is he from?
Where are you from again, Jay?
I'm in Hawthorne, California, sir, South Bay, California.
And the cops say that if the cops would pull you over while you're doing this, what would they do? Is that legal?
Well, I think the police appreciate the fact we're taking a peek over their shoulder right now after 9/11 are stretched thin.
Well, it's not being appreciative. It's being, is it legal or not?
Is what legal?
You taking a kid in the back of a van.
I think that we have the right to citizen's arrest. We are citizen's auxiliary police.
I don't think you have a right to take someone that's under 18 in the back of a van without a parent's consent. And even though you say
well, let me ask you a question. Who's going to know?
I'm asking you, is it legal?
Yes.
You're telling me that if a cop pulled you over and saw you do that to the back of a child, that's legal?
If a cop were to pull me over, well, what's he going to
pull me over? If a cop walks in on you and you have a pen up the kid's butt, cop's going to say that, oh, go ahead, I understand, you're a citizen. You're protecting, you're helping me as a cop. That's what you're saying.
Right. Now, to answer your question, a regular citizen, obviously he'd be placed under arrest, but we do wear a blue armband that identifies us as a citizen's auxiliary police, and we do have an identifiable uniform.
So what makes that difference from some sexual predator?
I think a police officer is going to recognize...
What's the difference?
Well, a police officer is going to recognize that we are brother officers.
You're not a brother officer.
You're not
a
brother officer.
I'm an auxiliary police, but we take a peek over the shoulder of police.
So in other words, you could be a Boy Scout leader and be the same thing.
No, Boy Scout leader is a Boy Scout leader. Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wear a blue armband. We wear a white...
It doesn't matter what you wear. Are you the only one in the van with the kid?
There is a law against impersonating a police officer. We do not.
Are you the only one in the van with the kids?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So you're the only one in there.
The children are nervous.
Well, there's another problem. You're the only guy.
The kids are nervous, so they have a stranger taking them into the van and saying, I got toys and I have a puppet show and I'm going to stick this light up their butt to see if they're carrying
heroin. Why can't you at least have a female officer in there?
Exactly.
Why don't you have
a cop on your side if you say there's nothing wrong with it then? Why don't there be a cop along with you?
We don't need a cop. I mean, we have the right to citizen's arrest.
Because you know it's not legal. I can guarantee if a cop pulled up to that van and the van sees you in the back of the van with a kid, he's going to throw you in jail faster than you deserve to be in jail.
Why would he throw me in jail? Well, all we're doing is just checking to see if there's any drugs up the child's anus. And we do
it's not your job. You're not a cop.
And we have candy.
It doesn't matter if you have candy.
You can entice him with candy and puppets. So he's saying that's okay then to entice a 12 or a 10 or an 8-year-old kid in the back of a van.
Wait a minute. Now I suddenly realize where you two guys are going with this. You think this is like that Catholic priest thing?
I'm not saying
anything. Well, I mean, I haven't said anything.
It has nothing to do with it.
The guy's asking a question. He's asking some good questions.
No, but it has nothing to do with being a Catholic priest. I'm asking you if it's legal.
You guys are trying to tell me that I'm some kind of a pervert. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's pretty close
to
that if you're being in the van alone.
I'm in the van alone so the child not get nervous. Look,
why don't you have somebody else in there? Then he wouldn't be nervous.
What's wrong with giving a child candy, taking him in the back of a van, and putting a grease pen up his rear end just to find out?
What's wrong with that?
Wow, that's just a great answer.
You got to ask that question?
I would love to find out what your background is and what your criminal history is. I guarantee you, you are not a right individual.
You want to know something? That proves it. Both you guys are calling me a pervert, and you are dancing Mr. Henry with slander, okay?
No, it's called
libel. You just got done saying that what's wrong with enticing a kid with candy and sticking something up their butt. That's exactly what you just said.
I said a pen light.
Okay, what's the difference?
What's
if it's a pen light or for something else?
You just got done saying that.
What's wrong with that? So in other words, what you're telling people that are listening on this radio station, that if there's a person out there, that if you can entice a kid into the back of a van, and if you have candy, it's okay for you to stick a pen up their butt just to see if they're carrying heroin. And if the cop says, hey, what are you doing?
That?
Hey, I just heard this on the radio. The guy said it's fine for me to do this.
If a police officer comes in and sees me wearing my blue armband and pith helmet, we'll high-five each other.
I can bet you $1 million that wouldn't happen. Why don't you have a cop call on the radio station right now? If there's a cop listening, why don't you have a cop call on that radio station? And why don't you ask that same question?
If I had a legitimate reason to suspect you of carrying drugs, are you telling me I would not be able to conduct a cavity search on you?
I guarantee if you're not a cop, you wouldn't touch one piece of my body. And I'll tell you what, if I had a child and I found out that you did that, it would be the last thing you ever touched.
Wait a minute, what's the big deal with you bending over just so I could get a look?
See, exactly. Why don't you take the child, if you think
you're
suspicious,
the problem is I lose about
go to the parents, take him down to the police station, and then conduct it. Because you're saying the parents are involved. Well, then if the parents are involved, then you have the parents right in custody.
Right. If you got such a problem with it, why don't you submit to a full anal search
I don't need to because I'm not a pervert.
You can see for yourself.
I mean, I'm not a pervert. I'm not the type of person that needs to get off on 10, 11-year-old kids. I think you have a problem. I think you should maybe look in the mirror and maybe go get psychological help.
If you have questions, see for yourself. We can conduct an anal cavity search on yourself or one of your children.
I don't need to because I don't carry heroin. No one has put heroin on my kids.
We ran out of pen lights, by the way, Phil.
Why?
Well, we lose about 6 of them a week.
Get out of here, you freak.
You know something, Mr. Henry?
Amazing that you can even be on the radio and tell me that, because that's what's wrong with this world today is people like you. So, see, now you're giving the brothers over in Afghanistan losing their life.
What's that?
3,000 people getting killed in New York.
That's right.
You're a joke.
So
you're
in other words, you'd rather see that than go down into the pit.
I'd rather see a guy like you put in jail and have that done to him by someone called Bubba than have you sit there and try and defame or hurt the people that have died in New York City and in Afghanistan, and you're going to try to justify that?
Right?
It's amazing.
State troopers, you're amazing. Militia, you're an idiot. The Rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men.
It's like being a Weeblower, Cub Scout leader.
And courage same thing. Have enforced and preserved.
Sir, I'm also a member of the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade, sir.
Oh, that's great. You can go catch alligators too. That's amazing. Trust you,
you're a real jerk.
Thank you. That's a compliment coming from you.
Get that song out of here. And what
I tell you what, I hope one of these days it comes back and it'll happen to you. And I'll tell you what, you deserve to be in prison for a long time.
A prisoner for a long time because I lost a pen light up a kid's poo area.
Yeah, that's great. You have a lot of respect. That's right.
What is the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade?
I'll tell you what, maybe you should go to church.
There's a lot of kids there. I know that.
We're not talking about how many kids are there. 1-800-449-86, the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade, and the New York Fellowship of Parallel Action Police.
Right.
Yeah. Get that out of here! 1-800-449-8686. What is that?
Well, we have the Sunday Poo Patrol area.
Yeah, great.